And now this is a dictation for Judy, J-U-D-Y, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, December 2nd, 50, addressed as a letter to Dr. Magla Kelitsi, M-A-G-H-L-A-K-E-L-I-D-Z-E, 837-9205. Dear Tiona, T-E-O-N-A, follow-up for Mrs. Hartman, who has chronic kidney disease, Crohn's disease, on biological treatment, chronic diarrhea. Last visit was in August. She has received corona vaccine, including a boost, around August. However, she has developed coronavirus, diagnosed a week ago today, symptoms 1-2 days before that, feeling tired and cough, minimal dyspnea activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, has not required hospital admission, denies vomiting, does have loose stools, worse with the coronavirus, but no bleeding, minor abdominal discomfort, no fever, drinking liquids, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood, receive oral antiviral, 5 days completed yesterday, was offered monoclonal antibodies, but she couldn't travel all the way to University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Receive Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E, just few days before the diagnosis. She gets this every 8 weeks. Medication list review. The only blood pressure by Bisoprolol. Takes potassium replacement because of GI losses. Next paragraph. She's alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Her typical weight, she's a small frame, blood pressure 129/79. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from January, anemia 10.3, normal white blood cell platelets, normal lymphocytes. This is, however, before coronavirus diagnosis. She has low iron studies, ferritin 20, saturation 16%. C-reactive protein at that time was normal. Transaminase is normal because of the immunomodulator exposure. Leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. Prior creatinine around 1.2, 1.3. This is from November. Relatively low sodium, normal acid base. Prior albumin liver function test not elevated. GFR around 40, 45. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, Crohn's disease. Next number, chronic diarrhea. Next number, potassium replacement. Next number, coronavirus. Presently, no respiratory distress. Did receive antiviral treatment. Next number, immunosuppressant, biological treatment. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Next paragraph, she is going to watch for any respiratory symptoms to go to the emergency room. Her next dose of Remicade is around 6.5-7 weeks from now. By that time, patient should be completely resolved from the coronavirus. She will do chemistries every 8 weeks before Remicade is given. He also follows with rheumatology, Dr. Diola, D-I-O-L-A. There has been progressive kidney disease over time. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.